When the state legislature passed the capital budget last week, it ended a negotiating process that largely occurred behind closed doors. That's often the case for legislation that requires the Senate and the House to work out their differences. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what lawmakers say about the process.
The Alaska House and Senate each passed different versions of the capital budget, funding roads and other infrastructure, this spring. But unlike in past years, they didn't form a conference committee to find common ground until the end of July. On July 27th, the legislature returned to Juneau for its third special session. In 5.5 hours, the two chambers met, formed a conference committee, and passed the $1.4 billion capital budget. That pace and closed process upset some members of the Republican House Minority Caucus. During the capital budget debate in the House, North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson said she had never seen anything like it.
We should be really concerned because it's a public process that we're giving up, the public process of being able to testify on what's in this budget.
It was unusual for lawmakers to meet on the capital budget outside of the legislative session. It's not unusual that they resolve budget differences behind closed doors. Budget conference committee members usually meet privately to work out details. When they hold public meetings, it's to vote on the compromises they've already reached. On the 27th, the committee unveiled the new capital budget. In 29 minutes, the committee shot down some House Minority Republican amendments and moved the bill along. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon had the gavel.
Technical changes.
Are there objections? Hearing no objection, the conference committee substitute will be forwarded to each body. Members, please stay behind to sign the report. With that, we're adjourned.
Wilson said this week she hopes the legislature finishes the capital budget much earlier next year with a more open process.
Well, it's always upsetting when it's a closed-door deal, and that's absolutely what it was. We weren't called back until a deal was made. You could pretty much tell that when they met at 1 o'clock and within, 5 or 10 minutes, it was done. And I just don't think that's very fair to Alaskans not to be able to take part.
Lawmakers in both chambers heard public testimony on the capital budget before passing separate versions. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra says the public and the minority also had more than a month to weigh in. And lawmakers were facing a deadline. Governor Bill Walker's administration was concerned construction projects would be delayed if the legislature didn't pass a capital budget by July 31st. Guerra also says lawmakers save money from per diem expenses by negotiating outside of the session.
The two choices were to sit down there griping with each other with people collecting per diem in Juneau for a week or two as you haggled everything out, or to say, look, go home, don't collect per diem. A group of people will try and figure out a proposal, see if it gets enough votes. And that's what happened.
Political scientist Clive Thomas says the extraordinarily late capital budget was a factor in the closed process outside of Juneau. He's formerly with the University of Alaska Southeast.
Most capital budgets are usually dealt with by the end of the session, the first session, the end of the regular session. So I've never known of this process before.
Legislators spent the extended session and earlier special sessions with the operating budget and a bill overhauling oil and gas taxes. Representative Guerra says he'd also like next year's capital and operating budgets to be resolved sooner. But he says some lawmakers hold out in the hope that the other side will cave. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.